You're listening to Morning Edition here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company this morning. I'm also pleased to be joined this morning by Dr. Robert Hayworth. He is the superintendent of the Elkhart Community Schools, and he's been kind enough to join us this morning to talk about a school restructuring plan you may have heard of. It is a $33 million plan. It is a plan that Mr. Hayworth has been going out throughout the community to answer folks' questions about, and he's come in this morning to answer our questions as well. Dr. Hayworth, thank you so much for your time.
Michael, thanks for having us on, and appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, so a $33 million restructuring plan. Let's get into the nuts and bolts real quickly. We're talking about combining the Elkhart High Schools, correct?
I think it's more than that. It's looking at the combination of pre-K-8s in our district, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade middle schools, and the possibility of moving to one high school on two campuses.
Okay, in the one high school, there would be a 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, and there would be a freshman center.
That's correct. And the idea of $33 million is an estimate. $33 million would be the community accepting the entire package. And really, there are three small packages that would add up to that $33 million mark. And a 10, 11, 12 high school on Memorial's campus and a freshman division at Central's campus is a part of that $33 million package.
Okay, and you mentioned a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade middle schools. These would be at Northside Middle School and Westside Middle School.
That's correct.
There's some concerns about the size of those schools. Those schools currently are at about 600 students each. If you combined all the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in the district into two schools, what kind of size would we be looking at?
Yeah, if you would think about how the plan lays out, which is a combination of pre-K-8s as well as 6th, 7th, and 8s, our middle schools would actually be smaller than neighboring middle schools, let's say, at Middlebury at a 6th, 7th, and 8th. So Northside would be just over at 1,000 students as we currently stand with enrollment. And Westside would not be 1,000 students, where we have some neighbors at Penn who have numbers that rival that. Concord, a local district, has an intermediate school and a junior high. But those that have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade middle schools in their districts, we'd be right in that ballpark.
Okay, and we're talking about a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and then you just mentioned some K through 8th grade schools, so there are some schools that would be exceptions, right?
Yeah, we would be looking at the possibility of Bristol Elementary becoming a pre-K-8, which would mean their 6th, 7th, and 8th graders would stay in that Bristol area, as well as Monger being a pre-K-8 on the south part of our south side of our district, and then something totally different and unique to Elkhart and into our region of a true magnet school, which would be Pier Moran Middle School, moving it to a themed school, but also a school of choice where students from around the district would come and have the ability to participate in some really unique programming that we think we could bring there.
And you say a magnet school. What do you mean by that exactly?
A magnet school is a school of choice. It's open enrollment to the entire district to choose that building if they so desire. It would be by lottery. A parent would fill out an application form. It would be placed in a lottery. If their name was pulled, then they would have the opportunity to be a part of that magnet. Now, the magnets that we are thinking about either deal with the STEM approach that is so popular in Indiana and across the nation today, or maybe even a fine arts component.
Okay, and why the exception for those schools?
Well, in looking at demographics, looking at travel time, looking at the ability to create a more competitive product, we believe we want to give our community the opportunity to tell us if that would be something they would like.
Okay. You said it's $33 million if they take all parts. We're talking about three separate parts. My understanding is some of those parts could be implemented and some could not. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. Right now, we're in the series, Michael, of community meetings. Our board is present at each one of those. We call them work sessions. And we're taking feedback. We're taking questions. In fact, we're even going to add to the number of community meetings. We don't have those dates set so that we can try to answer the questions that our community has. So that our board will know what direction to move.
Why a restructuring plan for Elkhart Community Schools? What's the impetus for it?
I think the systems by which education is governed in Indiana have changed. For us, the impact of open enrollment is being felt in our district. We currently have over 1,000 students that live in our district that are choosing other public options. it's just not read grade configuration. It's actually what kind of relationships do you establish inside those new configurations that will also be important. And $6 million is what we are losing annually to other public school corporations in our community. If you add in those that are choosing private and using vouchers, that amount could be close to $10 million.
Okay. Is that part of the impetus for Bristol and Monger being K through 8 schools because Bristol students are, say, going to Middlebury and Monger students are going to Concord?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's part of it. The distance that you would travel from Bristol into town to go to middle school, when we phone surveyed parents, they said that was one of the reasons they were choosing Middlebury. So Middlebury is always going to be closer than Elkhart for those folks. So if we can give families that option of staying there, we think that's something that they may like.
I went to one of the community meetings that you've held previously, and one of the big questions is, how is it going to be paid for? Will there be a referendum, and will our taxes be raised?
Yeah, the process that we've established is different than a referendum. It's called a petition remonstrance process. So our board will take public input. Let's say they decide to move on a pre-K-8 at Bristol. Because of the amount of debt that we have rolling off, it would provide us the opportunity to consider that pre-K-8 option without raising taxes. To do that, it would cause our board to have a hearing. At that hearing, we would hear public testimony. Following that public testimony is a 30-day period where somebody that opposes the project could file a petition. If they were to get 500 signatures on that petition of 1, registered voters, or 2, property owners that live in the district, that would force, if our board would want to continue at that point after 500 people signed a petition that were voters or property owners, to consider whether they wanted to move forward with that project. If they decided to move forward with that project, it would be a petition drive. The side that has the most signatures would win the petition remonstrance. That's not only true for things that we're considering with Bristol, that would be true for a middle school concept. That would also be true if we decided that going to one high school on 2 campuses is the best thing for our district.
People love their high school sports teams, and I know that's been a question you've been dealing with as well. That would consolidate the teams, maybe less places for kids to participate in a particular sport. There's also concerns about what the team name might be. Has there been any thought given to those questions?
No real consideration right now in terms of what a team name might be. If we can't decide on the concept, we shouldn't waste our time and our energy thinking about what the team name would be. Let's take one step at a time. The idea of opportunities through sports, if we were doing it for just sports reasons, there would be a lot easier process to follow. The board would just declare us one high school on 2 campuses without any restructuring, and then you'd have one football team, one basketball team. This plan is about opportunity and our ability to differentiate ourselves against our competition. The idea of moving from 2 high schools to 1 high school is a very emotional decision. Same thing for going to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade middle schools. Where do those 6th graders belong? So it'll be interesting to see where our community takes us with these.
Okay, and the school board will consider it in July, I believe?
Yeah, I think with the addition of some meetings, it's still on our timetable, but we're going to add some more meetings, some more opportunities for people to ask questions, so it could push it back into August. But right now the plan is that in July we would approve a strategic plan that would not only include these concepts, it would include a complete overhaul of our corporation policy book, a complete overhaul of our safety and security plan, a capital projects plan that reaches out beyond 10 years, a commitment to technology, so we would be one-to-one by the year 2020, the commitment to developing instructional cycle teams whereby our curriculum is updated annually, not every 7 years, and a commitment to increased rigor. So a lot of components. Obviously, the things that grab people's attention are the grade configurations, and we understand those are important, and we want to make sure that we give people plenty of time to ask their questions.
I did mention earlier there's some community meetings coming up. You've said there's going to be additional ones. I do want to let people know Northside Middle School on Tuesday, January 21st, Pierre Moran Middle School on Thursday, June 23rd, and then again at Northside Middle School on Wednesday, June 29th, 6:30
in the cafeterias.
Very good. Well, Dr. Hayworth, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Michael.
That was Dr. Robert Hayworth, the superintendent of Elkhart Community Schools, talking about a possible restructuring for the district. You heard Dr. Hayworth on 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend, and online at WVPE.org.